Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. And just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or a plan to save you money, I personally deal with it, deal with you. Even though you don't have any needs for this today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today's celebration tier, to give you the whole listing of them, because I know what I'm going to be celebrating today. Connecticut Day? Nah. Shapewear Day? Nah. Lazy Day? Maybe. But today is National S'mores Day, so I think that would be the one that would take the cake for me, this date, National S'mores Day. And I know that the bride is on that one as well. She loves those s'mores, so maybe we'll have to find a place to go get some good s'mores today. Checking the markets today. Ooh, it's ugly out there. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 127 points. Oil down 23 cents a barrel. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury, the yield is down 2.227 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury right now. Down a little bit. That means that the bond itself is up. And we're also looking at the concept there. That means that the 10-year mortgage treasuries are probably doing the same. They're probably on an upward trend. Weaker than expected inflation, though, has helped the mortgages a little bit this morning. July PPI fell 0.1% from June, below the consensus for an increase of 0.1%. And it was 1.9% higher than 1 year ago. Core PPI, which excludes food and energy, I never understand why you would exclude food and energy. Maybe it's because it's so volatile. Decreased 0.1%. Below the consensus for an increase of 0.2%, core PPI was 1.8% higher than 1 year ago. And we also look at what is happening in the jobless claims today. Jobless claims, they came out 244,000 versus an estimate. The economists, they were looking for a number of 240,000, so they were fairly close. They're not too far off. We'll give them, when we're looking at those kind of numbers, and being that it changes on a regular basis, we'll give them that one. We're not going to go too hard on them for being off by 4,000 units. Talking about being off, yeah, there might be some reporters that are not too happy right now. You know, it's amazing. They've got this. There is a definite attack on anybody that has anything to do with Fox News right now. It's the Saul Alinsky playbook. Nothing out of the ordinary, something to be expected. The thing that they do miss in this, though, is what's going to happen when you start going after people that might be a little bit bigger and might be a little bit stronger and might have a little bit more money. Now, when Roger Ailes was alive, Fox News, they just defended everybody, and they made sure that, you know, you can say what you want to say when you're on Fox News. You can say that you can get that information out there to people. Well, Huffington Post reporter Yasher Ali revealed on Fox Twitter, on his official Twitter account Wednesday, that Fox News' Eric Bolling was slapping him with an enormous lawsuit. Bolling is alleging that Ali defamed him with a story accusing him of sending lewd texts, and he is seeking millions of dollars in damages. Ali says he received a summons. Bolling is suing him for defamation. $50 million lawsuit, $50 million. Now, here's the issue. Huffington Post is a strong and an affluent company. I don't know if Mr. Ali is as affluent, and the word is that Eric Bolling is fairly affluent. He didn't start as a news broadcaster, a news commentator. He started out as a trader and in the securities world. So the story published in the Huffington Post alleging Eric Bolling had sent lewd texts, including pictures of male genitalia, to at least three female colleagues at Fox News Business and Fox News. Not going to stop reporting on Eric Bolling or anyone else, Ali tweeted. I've had family members killed, jailed in Iran. A lawsuit isn't going to scare me. Well, we'll see what happens about that. A lawyer for Bolling released a statement after the publication of the article, but it wasn't a complete denial of the allegations. Mr. Bowling recalls no such inappropriate communications. The statement read, does not believe he sent any such communications and will vigorously pursue his legal remedies for any false and defamatory accusations that are made. Unbelievable. And I support Bowling. It's, you know, it's amazing how they keep you're convicted before doing, you know, any type of a trial with some of these different Saul Alinsky groups. It's just, it's in their playbook. It's not something that is abnormal. It's not something that was not to be expected. It started with the Clintons. You just go after anybody and you attack them personally if they're not, don't see things the same way you do. It's just the way that group works. Now, the latest one is coming. Anthony Scaramucci, back in the news again, is going to take on one of President Trump's most vehement critics when he visits Stephen Colbert on his late night show. Very interesting seeing that. We'll see that one. Maybe somebody will, well, I guess Colbert has a decent audience, but he's used to being able to go just straight on and bash the president all the time at all costs. It's going to be very fascinating to see what happens on this one, if he's going to get away with the same kind of stuff with Scaramucci on there. Scaramucci is going to appear on the show of a virulent anti-Trump critic after being unceremoniously and quickly fired from the administration. Colbert announced the guest booking on his social media account on Wednesday, saying that on the 14th, August 14th, Scaramucci will be his guest, and the censors have to get ready. Yeah, Scaramucci has some pretty colorful language. See what happens with that one. That's going to be fascinating. Might have to tape that one. Moving right along on the rundown today, John McCain back in the news. Unbelievable. I think John McCain has not realized yet, and I know he's a bit old, but it seems like John McCain doesn't realize that he lost the election. The American people decided they do not want him to be commander-in-chief. He lost. And now he's trying to force a vote on a new Afghanistan war strategy. Now, is that the way they do? They deal with strategy in the United States Senate? Is that the way the senator recalls the Constitution? The worried by Trump administration's delay in announcing a military strategy for the war in Afghanistan, McCain said Thursday he'll try to force the debate on Capitol Hill. Maybe he had to try and force the debate on repeal and replace, which is something that he's campaigned on for the last 7 years. Talk about a worthless individual. And I know he's a war hero, but you know, that was
absolutely useless
50 years ago. I think maybe he's got a little senility or something in there. The Arizona Republican, who's also chairman of the Armed Services Committee, didn't lay out a number in the legislation, but said more U.S. counterterrorism forces should be deployed and given independent authority to strike targets of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or other terrorist groups. Independent authority. That seems like an interesting version of government oversight and the way our Constitution works. But I guess McCain, that's kind of the McCain world. I think he's outgrown his usefulness in the United States Senate. I wish him well. I wish his health well. But holy cow, you know, I wonder if he's gone to work for Chuck Schumer. Maybe that's where the anti-Trump comes in, or the anti-Republican, anti-American sentiment is coming from McCain. Another one that's out there, very interesting character, Senator Cory Booker. He's come up with a solution to our overdose problem. Booker's solution is legalize marijuana. Conflict between state and federal laws come to define all things cannabis in this country, with a new attorney general intent on tougher enforcement. An act of Congress is really the only way to resolve the situation, according to Booker. Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey has introduced federal legislation that's the most comprehensive and progressive we've seen to date. It's unlikely to pass either Republican-controlled chamber of Congress. Nonetheless, it's encouraging to see a politician whose name has been floated for presidency in 2020 demonstrate such a loony approach to the marijuana policy. We've already seen what's going on with marijuana. We've seen what's happening in Washington. We've seen what's going on in Colorado, where the emergency rooms are overwhelmed by overdoses. The DUIs and arrests are up. It's been more racial inequality. Not to mention the idea it's just another one of those gateway drugs. I'm not a big fan of it. We've got to figure out. I mean, we talked to Sandra Hutchins when she was in, the sheriff of Orange County, talking about what the real numbers are, what we're seeing in the marketplace when it comes to marijuana, what it's doing to our youth, and the lack of controls where people are don't know what they're getting, one plant to the next, one dosage to the next. And that's why we're seeing so many people that are going into the drug set or overdosing in emergency rooms from the usage. Speaking of overdosing, usage, stupid criminals, I saw this report. I had to share this one, that some of the really stupid financial criminals that we've seen. New Orleans police in 2008 received a call from a woman reporting that her purse had been taken out of her unlocked car. Her credit card company informed her that her card had been used to purchase tickets to that night's NFL games. Detectives on the case arrived at the Superdome and headed for the seat assigned to the purchase tickets. There they found the 15-year-old thief.
You're absolutely useless.
Colorado woman lost her wallet one night earlier this year and soon found out from her bank that someone had been writing hundreds of dollars in bad checks in her name. 2 weeks later, while at her job as a server at Applebee's, she was waiting at table when four patrons ordered drinks. She asked for identification, and one of the women handed the waitress her own stolen ID.
You're absolutely useless.
Earlier this month, a Maryland woman realized that she had misplaced her credit card while grocery shopping at a store near a local cinema. She reported the card missing, and the police reviewed the recent transactions to find that movie tickets had been purchased at the nearby theater. The police then arrived, reviewed surveillance footage, and found that a group of teenagers had not only taken the card but bought movie tickets. But they bought a photo booth session as well. I guess my sound guys got tired this morning. They're using them too much. Unbelievable. Well, we'll share some more of these maybe if we have a little bit of time. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, millennial homeowners, it may be time to sell. Ways to build wealth your financial advisor may not want to tell you about. Things I wish I'd known about personal finance when I graduated high school. How about kitchen appliances that can save you money? I like the idea of saving money. We're going to talk about all of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Hey, millennial owners, it may be time to sell. That's a new report out that we are seeing from our friends over at Keeping Current Matters, Steve Harney over there. Contrary to what many believe, millennials are not the renter generation. Millennials purchased a larger percentage, 34% of homes in the U.S., than any other age group in 2017. And the most recent Census Bureau report shows that homeownership rate among millennials is finally on the rise. Many millennials took advantage of post-housing crash prices and the first-time homebuyer's tax credit and jumped into homeownership in 2010. If you're one of these buyers, now may be the time to sell for many reasons, and here's a few of them. Number one, equity buildup. Home prices have been on the rise since the beginning of 2012, and your house may have appreciated more than you think. Adam Data Solutions, in their second quarter 2017 U.S. home sales report, revealed that, quote, homeowners who sold in the second quarter realized an average price gain of $51,000 since purchase, the highest price gain for home sellers since the second quarter of 2017, when it was $57,000. The average home seller price gain of $51,000 in Q2 2017 represented an average return of 26% on the previous purchase price of the home, the highest average home seller return since the third quarter of 2017, when it was 27%. Secondly, projected home price increases. If you just got married or just found out you're about to become a parent, you may have plans to move up a bigger home or perhaps move to a different area. Waiting to buy a more expensive home in this market probably does not make sense. The experts contacted for the Home Price Expectation Survey are projecting home prices to increase by nearly 5% over the next year. Yes, your house's price will increase, but not as much as a home currently valued higher than yours is. Projected interest rate increases. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, the National Association of Realtors are each projecting mortgage rates to increase over the next year. Higher prices, higher interest rates, equals a larger mortgage payment. Ow! If you're lucky enough to be one of those millennials who purchased a house in 2010 or even later, now might be the perfect time to move up and get the next home of your dreams. It should have been, that home that you bought should have been something you were excited about. That one there, the next one should be one that's even more exciting because you already have what you have. It's always nice to move up. So when you are buying a home, you need to know your options. What are those options for you to be aware of when you're going to buy that new home? Well, we've talked about this before. We suggested that millennial generation struggles with student debt and an overarching concept of home ownership are not the reasons for so many first-time buyers hesitating to move forward with the purchase of their first home. Now there is another firm suggesting the same. The asset management company Nomura came out with strong guidance to their investors. According to an article in Housing Wire last week, Nomura's note to clients has few have offered. The first-time home buyers are holding out, and it's not student debt, a shift away from home ownership as a choice by millennials or any of that. Instead, they think it is a lack of full understanding the mortgage process. Big, big thing there. We're not teaching this stuff to our kids. The article explains, I quote, "Analysts say it's not that millennials and other potential home buyers aren't qualified in terms of their credit scores or how much they have saved for the down payment. It's that they think they're not qualified or they think that they don't have a big enough down payment." This comes off the heels of a survey by Zelman and Associates that revealed that 38% of those between the ages of 25 and 29 years old and 42% of those between the ages of 30 and 34 years old believe that a minimum of 15% is required as a down payment to purchase a home. In actually, a purchaser may be able to put far less down. Here's the reality of the situation. According to Christina Boyle, Freddie Mac's VP and head of single family sales and relationship management, in a recent executive perspective piece, a person can get a conforming conventional mortgage with a down payment of as little as 5%, sometimes as little as 3%, coming out of their own pockets. Freddie Mac's purchase of mortgages with down payments under 10% more than quadrupled from 2009 to 2013. More than one in five borrowers who took out a conforming conventional mortgage in 2014 put down 10% or less. Qualified buyers can further reduce the down payment coming out of their own pockets to 3% by lining up gifts from family or grants or loans or nonprofit organizations, agencies. Think about all these different places where you might be able to go. Ms. Boyle goes on to explain, letting more consumers know how down payments are determined could bring more qualified buyers off the sidelines. Depending upon their credit history and other factors, many borrowers can expect to make a down payment of about 5%, maybe 10%. The bottom line, if you have considered purchasing a house or moving up to a new dream home, know your options. Reach out to our team here at Ron Siegel Radio, and let's put together a game plan for you so you can be a new homeowner. You may be surprised to learn what you and your family are capable of achieving right now. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Ways to build wealth your financial advisor won't tell you. Kitchen appliances that can save you money, credit cards for at-home gourmet chefs, credit cards to help you throw a party. I like all those. All sound pretty nice to me. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, the Fast Pass, that's Gold Star's claim to fame, Fast Pass Mortgage, right there. You get no need for a pre-approval. Basically, you're going and getting all of your approval work done before you even go out shopping. That way, when you find the home of your dreams, your real estate agent checks box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. That means there are no loan contingencies. You're all done. You've done. Now, you have to have an appraisal. You have to make sure the house passes the health and safety issues and the appraisal and the valuation, title report, obviously. But whatever else is in the contract, that's all that has to be dealt with. The loan contingencies are all done. They're gone. You don't have to worry about it. A little bit smoother sailing for you from there. Kitchen appliances that can save you money is the subject of the Word on Wealth segment today. So buying kitchen appliances can be expensive. Hard to decide which ones are smart investments. A lot of it depends on your lifestyle. For some, a waffle maker might be a great investment because if you eat waffles on a daily basis, if your waffle habit is not as strong, a waffle maker might be worthless. Kitchen appliances can save you money, but only if you actually use them. If your lifestyle doesn't necessitate the use of these appliances on a daily basis, they might just be paperweights. They might be just gathering dust. Plenty of ways to save money in the kitchen, and investing in small appliances can lead to major future savings. Here's a list of some of the items that might be beneficial to you. A single-serving coffee maker. Think about this. I think those little pods that you can get for the single serving, about 60, 65 cents each. Go to Starbucks, $2.50, something like that. Save a little bit of money right there. And you might want to go there every once in a while, but hey, how about using the refillable single-serve cups or pods? You can get a bonus budget-friendly option. Allowing you to use your favorite ground of coffee and save on the disposable pods. Plus, they are multi-use, allowing you to use them to brew tea, hot cocoa, maybe soup. You can also get cash back when you purchase coffee pods or K-cups when using certain credit cards for coffee lovers. Before applying for any new credit, it's best to make sure your credit score is high enough to qualify. CreditCheckTotal.com gives you the real credit score. Perfectly cooking rice can be difficult, and quick cook rice pouches can be pricey. Uncooked bags of rice can be sold by the pound at an affordable price, and using a rice cooker can be a huge money saver. Rice can also be a hassle to cook in a pan because you got to watch it carefully, so having a rice cooker frees up time for other tasks. Though rice is a great pantry staple, rice cookers can be used for more than rice. Use it to cook quinoa, soups, porridge, cake, other meals. Plus, if your rice cooker has a steaming basket, it can be used to steam veggies. Check out the internet for more recipes there. How about a slow cooker? If you dread cooking a meal after a long day of work and ending up ordering out, a slow cooker can save you a lot of money. This saves money by cutting back on expenses when it comes to homemade meals. Add your ingredients to the cooker before going to work. Come home to a tasty meal, and the aroma in the house might be pretty nice, too. Food processor for those who find homes cluttered with blenders, graters, and other appliances. Space-saving option. One food processor can serve plenty of functions. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to cooking, doesn't it? Vacuum sealer. This appliance is perfect for anyone with a major freezer space who loves meal planning and keeping food fresh. If you've got plenty of freezer space, save major bucks by vacuum sealing everything from meats to peppers from your garden. Freezer burn wastes a lot of money. There's a soda maker, a toaster oven, all just a few different items that can save you some money when you're looking at kitchen appliances. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. So if you're cooking at home, what credit cards do you want to be using? The Blue Cash Preferred Card from American Express, 6% cash back at the supermarket, up to $6,000 of purchases per year. Sign-up bonus of $150 statement credit after spending $1,000 on your new card in the first 3 months. You got to spend a bunch of money on this one because the annual fee is $95 on it. Annual percentage rate, 0% on the APR on purchase and balance transfers for a year. Then it goes from 14 to 25%. If you prefer to shop for ingredients online instead of spending at supermarkets and gas stations, the card won't have as much value for you. PenFed Platinum Rewards Visa Signature Card, you get 3% back on all supermarket purchases, 5% on gas purchases, and 1% back on all other purchases. $100 statement bonus, no annual fee. I like that. You have to become a member of Pentagon Federal Credit Union to get it, though. Not a problem there if you qualify. I don't know what their qualifications are at that particular institution. Chase Freedom Card, 5% cash back, up to $1,500 per quarter for rotating spending categories. You got to watch out on that one. No annual fee. About the same as the others on the interest rates. APR 16 to 25 on that one as well. So be careful if you're carrying over balances. And the Golden One Platinum Rewards Card, 3% cash back on gas, grocery, and restaurant spending, plus 1% on everything else. Again, that one's got, you have to live in California for this card. There's also no introductory APR period on it. Good program right there. That is another option. And what are some of the credit cards to help you if you're going to throw a party? That's the, we've gone to the appliances. Now we're going to the, we're going to just move right down the list here on credit cards. Again, we're all talking about Word on Wealth segment today. So what do you want to use for throwing a party? Well, the Costco Anywhere Visa card by Citi, that's a good one. The Blue Cash Premium card from American Express came in number two. The Premier Dining Rewards from Capital One and Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards card came in number four. The big issue is just look at what you're looking at doing. Look at the benefits. Read the fine print on all of these. That's what the whole issue comes to when you start looking at which credit cards are best for you, which credit cards are best for your family. Look at the annual fees on every one of them. Make sure you're not getting overcharged on the fee side of it. That's another big concern we have for you. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, ways to build wealth your financial advisor won't tell you, and things I wish I had known about personal finance right out of high school. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe turn on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal DRE.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990, or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. They are all wrong. I've yet to see one that's not incorrect. I've been looking at credit reports for decades now, and so far yet to find one that, that is not incorrect. So it's just a matter of what errors there are on yours, how many there are, and then the question becomes, what are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer, they do have the solutions. Ways to build wealth your financial advisor may not be telling you about. While working with a financial advisor isn't for everyone, hiring a professional to manage your money can pay off in more ways than one. With a financial advisor in your corner, you'll gain access to professional expertise and insights you can't get anywhere else. And if you hire a true professional, they'll help boost your returns with strategies you don't even know about. But are financial advisors perfect? Are any of us? While financial planners are trained to improve your long-term investing returns, and they often earn more money than we do, traditional investing will always be their main focus. But as you're likely well aware, there's a lot more to your financial picture than the size of your portfolio when it comes to common sense wealth building strategies that have little to do with the investing world. You may be on your own. Here are seven ways to build your wealth. Maybe you want to consider them. Number one, and before I get into these, a lot of these you're going to recognize because I've shared with you in the past, I worked at one time for Merrill Lynch, and I realized that there's a lot of people out there helping folks with the asset side of their household balance sheet. Not a lot of people out there helping folks with the liability side of their household balance sheet. That's why I do what I do, is I prefer dealing with the liability side because, you know, there's not just, it's just, number one, it's beneficial for you, and there's not a lot of people out there who are helping out on this. So number one, get out of debt and stay out of debt. Financial advisors are charged with helping you maximize your investments while minimizing risk. This often means they won't counsel you to pay down credit card debt or car loans, especially if your investing goals are on track. It's not that your financial advisor doesn't care. It's just that debt management isn't in their wheelhouse. I shared that with you. But should you pay off debt regardless? According to Colorado financial planner Josh Cumrine of Total Wealth Managers, the answer is almost always yes. Paying off debt can be one of the most wealth-building tactics that can be utilized. After all, your ability to retire won't be based only on the size of your nest egg. It will also hinge on how much money you need to live. By paying down unsecured debts, you can lower your monthly living expense and reach retirement much faster. Remember, again, I've told you about this. You have good debt and bad debt. Good debt is debt that's earning you more money than it's costing you. It's basically buying money and reselling it for a return on investment. Invest in your personal growth. Financial advisors can serve as a great resource when it comes to getting answers to your investing questions and concerns. They are not career counselors. They may be unaware of the personal investments you could make that could boost your earnings or improve your job prospects. Their job is making the most of your investments, not helping you earn more. That's why personal growth is one area where you need to do some digging on your own. Investing in your own personal and professional growth will pay a lifetime of dividends that will not only enhance your life, but the lives of those around you. Imagine you could earn a certification or advanced degree that would boost your income by 20%. While you may not receive this advice from your financial advisor, it's important nonetheless. Build an adequate emergency fund. Most families need an adequate emergency fund in place, even if they don't receive this advice from their financial professional. With a fully funded emergency fund, you can spend a lot less time stressing over money since you know you'll be prepared for any emergency that comes your way. Keeping a cushion of cash is an extremely important wealth-building tool, especially when unexpected events occur. If you lose your job or the economy takes a hit, you can tap into your cash reserves instead of swiping your credit card or maybe even selling some of your holdings at the incorrect time. focus on tax efficiency. Again, not all financial planners will go through the trouble to review your tax returns to check for efficiency. Unfortunately, this is one area where your financial advisor has the power to leave you worse off. An advisor who only manages your investments may not have the expertise or inclination to analyze your tax situation to maximize your income and value of your assets. You should also make sure your financial advisor is advising you on diversifying your tax load both today and tomorrow. If the only advice you get from your advisor is to put your investments in tax-deferred investments, like the IRA, the 401k, because you'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement than you are today, you better make sure you take the time to understand what that might mean to you. Just a thought there. Pay off your house. Financial advisors who charge a fixed percentage of your assets want your investment portfolio as big as possible. That way he or she can be paid more. This means the advisor may advise you to keep more of your money invested in the stock market and under management. Again, look at what your return on investment is compared to what it's costing you for the money. I am not a fan of paying off your house. It is dead equity. Hire a fee-only financial advisor who is a fiduciary. And many financial advisors are honest individuals. They take pride in their work. We know some great ones here at Ron Siegel Radio. They come on the broadcast with us. There'll always be those who line their pockets at your expense. Those are the ones we want to avoid. One way to ensure you're hiring a financial advisor who will put your interest first is to hire a fiduciary, a type of investment professional who is legally required to put your interests above their own. Most of them are now required to be fiduciaries. And learn to be happy with what you have. While it's a financial advisor's job to ensure your investments are growing, it's not their job to help you become happy and content. The thing is, becoming happy with what you have is one of the best ways to ensure a relaxing and happy retirement, and isn't that the goal at the end of the day? That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So when you go through all that whole list and you look at some of the other areas, again, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I am a big, big proponent of the financial advisors. They do some great things for people. You just need to make sure that you've got a full package. That's why I also promote the idea of your household board of directors. So it's not just about the financial advisor. There's more people that need to be on your board of directors than just that household, than that financial advisor. You want to have somebody that's looking at the taxes, looking at your insurance. Do you have enough insurance? Do you have your legal covered, your trust, your will? Do you have your kids taken care of, grandkids, whatever that might be, mom and dad, however your setup is? There's a lot of different areas in there, and there's generally a person out there that is going to cover all of these different areas. You're going to have your asset advisors, your liability advisors. Credit repair, we've talked about that one before because your credit report is wrong. All of these things are people that can play a big part and making you the most successful you can be, helping you achieve your goals. And what are some of the things that maybe we need to be talking to our kids about, maybe you wish you had known about when you were younger? Don't chase the newest things. They always look so appealing. You want to wait and give them a little bit of time to come out. Debt is not a tool for consumer items. So going to buy the latest and greatest electronic device, save up for it instead of putting it on the credit card and paying for it afterward. Go to college debt-free. There are many, many schools out there. You've got to look at the return on investment of the institutions. Community colleges, they're becoming more and more prevalent because of the cost of what's going on in some of the schools. Living on your own is expensive. Understand that one as well. Saving is very important. And we don't have any of these courses nowadays in the schools for our kids. We're really doing them a disservice in the way we're putting out some of the schools in this day and age. And that's why I ask you every single morning to set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.